Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
News you can use. Connecting faith to life. It's Austin Hill in the Morning.
It's now 7:35 Central Time. Glad you're with us. I am here weekday morning 6 till 8 as we seek to connect faith to life. Could it be in your community, in your neighborhood, maybe even in your own church, there are orphans with parents? How can it be that there could be a child that, for all intents and purposes, has been orphaned but still is attached to a parent? Well, statistics would suggest that indeed that is the case. There are children who need the help and encouragement of loving adults, but the loving adults that they are placed in homes with, that they are living with, aren't up to the task. We call these kids orphans without parents, or orphans with parents, I should say. They need something more that the parent can't provide. Joining us to talk about it, as they've addressed it so eloquently, our great friends John and Kendra Smiley, who's writing on this issue. You can find at myfaithradio.com right now. John and Kendra, welcome back to the program. Thanks very much for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Orphans with parents. That yes. Almost sounds like a sort of a misnomer there. I mispronounced it. I stated it incorrectly. I said orphans without parents, but you're writing about orphans with parents. How have we arrived at this point where we have children who need something more than their mom and dad can provide?
Well, it was interesting. That phrase or that name, orphans with parents, came about because of an experience that we actually had. We go to church in a very small community, and there are still those out across the nation who do the same. Mm-hmm. And in this little community, there was a house across the street from the church, and the children started coming over to the church, realizing, there's food there, there's nice people, it's warm, the adults are awake. And so those kids started coming, and we realized that they were looking for something. They were looking for Christ, whether they knew it or not, as we all have that God-shaped void. And they were looking for adults who could give them some things that their parents were choosing not to or were incapable of giving.
Right, and I think the other thing that they were doing was playing. We had some yard that was free and some sidewalks, and they ended up playing over there. So these kids were looking for someplace other than their home to enjoy life.
You note in your writing on this issue, you say these children have biological parents who have not given up or lost custody of their children, but they have difficulty assuming their parenting and parental responsibilities. Whatever the circumstances, these kids need and could benefit greatly from the loving intervention of caring adults in the church. Tell us about that.
Well, we realized that mom and dad had not had their rights taken away, although interestingly enough, the mother ultimately did, which is very odd in our world today. But these kids, they didn't have... let me just tell you one quick story, how we connected with the one child who's still a part of our lives. She was at a little fair. We had a little fair at our church out in the yard. We had horse riding. We had all kinds of fun things. And she was there as about a six-year-old, and she wanted to repeat the face painting one more time. And the young woman who was doing the face painting said, "Oh, sure, you can do that. Just go to the back of the line." Mm-hmm. And she said, "No, I want to do it now." Of course, because manners wasn't something she'd picked up at home. And she made quite a fuss, and a single gentleman tried to corral her. And boy, she wasn't going to have anything to do with that. And she actually called him a horrible name. I happened to be close at the time. I walked up. I put my arm around this little girl, and I said, "Oh, we don't talk to people like that. That makes that person feel bad. Look how badly he feels, and it makes Jesus feel bad." Years later, we reflected on that first significant interaction we had, and it's about a 17-year-old at the time. She said, "Kendra, I think you were the first grown-up who cared enough about me to correct me."
Hmm. That's very interesting. As you're describing that, Kendra Smiley, you were kind of fulfilling a mother role in absence of an actual biological parent in that situation.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we have to be really aware of those opportunities that God gives us, but not force them to come.
Very interesting. John and Kendra Smiley on our guest line here at Faith Radio talking about what for some is kind of a counterintuitive topic, or at least the way they're saying it is counterintuitive. It also spells tremendous opportunity for the church. It's the phenomena of orphans with parents, children who may very well live in a household with one or both biological parents, but the parents, for whatever reason, just can't be present like the child needs them to be, can't give the child what the child actually needs. It strikes me that as you describe how the church can intervene in these situations, John and Kendra, we are talking in some cases, perhaps even that teenager that you were speaking of just a moment ago, Kendra, we are talking about kids who really have no frame of reference, no experience at all of a healthy, functional family. Tell us if that's an issue and what that looks like.
Absolutely, that is the issue. And obviously a whole congregation can't become a family, but in a sense, you know, that same little girl and lots of other kids started coming to our church, the kids that could walk there, and we even started picking kids up. We don't have a church bus. We started picking kids up from a little community a few miles away where that just wanted to be a part of the good things that were going on there.
Right, and I think in our situation, we always extended an invitation to the mom and dad,
yes,
who happened to be in that home as well. We wanted them to be a part of our church along with the kids. What you know, our main goal was to try to get those kids and those parents together so the parents would start taking responsibility.
Yes.
And what we found out was that a lot of times, once in a while, the mom and dad might come over to church, but most of the time they just weren't interested, especially the mom. It was just being a parent was an overwhelming thing to her, and
mm-hmm.
she just couldn't handle it. And so we don't want to give the wrong idea here. We don't want
right.
We don't want to say that you know, the church and the church family wanted to take these kids away from the parents. Like I said, we were that open invitation to the parents and trying to have the parents be a part of the church and come to know Christ was also a goal of the church.
So it really is a very nuanced approach to be ready and able and willing to intervene in the life of a child who needs it, but at the same time being willing and able to stand down and or even sort of fan the flames and being the encourager of the parent and to encourage the biological parent or parents to do more of what they need to do. I mean, this is kind of an artful dance here that you're describing, it would seem.
That's very, very, very well said, because it exactly is. Because that was one of the things that we dealt with, was the idea, well, let's just take these kids away from their parents, and realize, no, that wasn't an option. The parents mm-hmm. weren't that bad, and we did have to dance and make sure that we were helping these kids survive in the situation that they were in, help them to grow. It very much is.
You know, it's interesting, too, because this was not just John and me. This was so many parents. We never knew on a Sunday who would be sitting where, but these kids were sitting close to people who cared about them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're just, that need is out there. And I think maybe it's easier to see in a small community where we know a little more of what's happening in the households.
And we are just talking about one example of a family here, but we had multiple kids, multiple families.
Yes.
We tried to do this with, as far as helping the kids survive where they were and sharing the love of Christ with them.
This one girl who is still a part of our lives, who now she's in college, actually, we've said to her on multiple occasions, we love you, but we don't need you. And that was an important thing, because she didn't need to have some other adult that was needy, in a sense, a
mm-hmm.
different kind of needy than her biological parents. But, you know, we care about you, but we don't need you, so it's okay. It's okay. You're not going to make a mistake, and we're going to kick you out of our lives.
Yeah, very interesting. John and Kendra Smiley, pastoral counselors and family counselors, they're on our guest line addressing this issue called Orphans with Parents. Yes, you heard correctly, orphans with parents. We'll get more wisdom from them in just moments on how churches and individuals within churches can, in appropriate measure and in appropriate ways, intervene into the life of a child who needs such intervention. It's now 7:45. It's the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. We continue in moments.
We'll be right back.
It's now 7:47 Central Time from the Faith Radio Network. I am Austin Hill. John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts that they are. They are with us yet again here in our guest line at the Faith Radio Network as we talk about this phenomena that they have appropriately characterized as orphans with parents. A question for you both. Is this a common term? Is this terminology that you came up with yourself, yourselves, I should say, or is this a phrase or terminology that's becoming more prevalent across the community, shall we say? I mean, it's certainly an apt way of describing the phenomena that you're getting at here, and probably a term that we should all have in our vernacular. But is this commonly used in such circumstances?
Nope, I made it up. But I have, interestingly enough, Austin, since I have had some opportunities, and John, I've had some opportunities to talk about this. I did see it appear in a magazine article at one point, but no, it originated in our home as I realized these were the great kids that we were fortunate enough to have in our midst. These were orphans with parents.
Right, and it originated exactly because of the question that you had when you said, this is a very fine dance that you do,
yes,
and trying to maneuver through this. And that's what we were doing, and we were thinking, you know, how does this make sense? And then Kendra came up with this phrase, this is how it makes sense.
Yeah. What do you say to the pastor, maybe a senior pastor at a church, maybe it's somebody who does children's ministry as a pastoral staff member at a church, and they're looking at this and hearing your words, reading what you've written and saying, you know, we do have some children in our church that show up here on a regular basis, and for all intents and purposes, they kind of have been orphaned, and they need more than what we're customarily in tune to delivering on a regular basis. But what that something more is, we don't know. How do you advise somebody to handle that?
I think it might start out with having, and perhaps this youth pastor can do it himself, or perhaps he has someone he knows and trusts, and just simply extending to these kids the invitation, hey, you want to sit with us this Sunday? I had a little girl who used to sit with us, and she was much smaller at the time, and she would sit really, really close to me in church when she chose our family to sit with, and then she'd look up at me and say, Kendra, we're church cuddling. You know, and you think about that. Oh my goodness, why? Because there was no appropriate touching in her home, and just sitting close to this old lady, who she seemed to in her seemed very old, was church cuddling. So finding some family to just say, "Hey, sit with us."
Right, and I think the other thing that this youth pastor might do, or any pastor might do, is just make his people, the adults,
yes,
aware of this idea. And it's one thing that it doesn't take the whole church, basically. Excuse me, a family can do this. A mom and dad might see somebody out there that just needs a little bit of help and a little bit of encouragement. So just making the congregation aware of this idea is important.
John Smiley, what can men do? And I'm thinking of not pastors or church staff, but the laity among the ranks of men. What can men be doing to address this issue in appropriate and safe sorts of ways and be helpful?
Right, and I think that's a big thing today that,
yes,
we look at the appropriate way with so many things going on in our society that it's a little bit more difficult for the men than it is for the moms to do. But I think one of the things that we found out was the safety issue of the kids. Sometimes they didn't feel safe. And I think as Kendra and I both and the other men and dads and moms in our congregation, the men were a part of helping these kids feel safe. And I think that's a big thing. And there are other things when the kids, like the kids in our situation, came out to our home and stayed at our home for one time for an extended period of time, for 6 weeks, because they were having trouble in their home. And for me as a dad, I lived on a farm, and it happened to be little girls, and I could take them, and they helped me mow the yard and do those things that a dad might do with daughters. But you're exactly right, Austin. Dads have to be a little bit careful today in what they do.
And a lot of times, some of the gentlemen would pair up. You know, two of the men would say, hey, we're going to go. I think they went to a shooting range once. How many of you guys would like to go? Mostly it was the men, young men, the young boys who wanted to go on that outing. But it wasn't just one man can. And so there was never, it was always safe for the kids. You know, in essence, too, remember, small community. So these adults were pretty well vetted just because we, you know, our lives are so intertwined when you live in a very small community.
Yeah, very well stated. By the way, my wife would love to join in on the trip to the shooting range. Just
all
a little
right.
FYI.
Yeah, that me.
That's horrific to some, but I appreciate what you're saying.
No, that's horrific, just not me.
fair enough. John and Kendra Smiley, they have written a very interesting and thoughtful piece, as always. You can find it at myfaithradio.com. It's entitled Orphans with Parents. Indeed, the circumstances and the conditions that many children in our midst are living in today, they are different, perhaps different from the circumstances that we grew up in back in the day, perhaps different from the circumstances that our own children are living in, but it is worthy of our attention, and I hope you'll navigate over to myfaithradio.com, check out what they've written, and share it, pass it along, maybe pass it along to people in your church, perhaps the pastoral staff as well. John and Kendra, as always, thanks so much. It's a privilege and an honor to be with you. I hope you have a great day. We look forward to speaking again very, very soon.
Thank you, Austin.
Happy New Year.
And to you as well. Good to be with you. It's now 7:53 Central Time. You're listening to the Faith Radio Network. I am Austin Hill. Some thoughts on present-day circumstances that a lot of us are facing, especially in the upper Midwestern United States, and some thoughts on our program coming up tomorrow. Stand by for that. It's the Faith Radio Network. It's now 7:54. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.